The cliched or soundbite definition of insanity is to repeat the same behavior and expect different results. That's why I'm out here right now, getting my second walk of the day on. I don't expect to walk my full usual route, but I'm out here. It's gonna depend on how I feel, you know, and what, you know, how much time I got and the sunlight, because I started a little bit late. Sun's going down. I don't necessarily want to be here out here at night. So I'm not putting too much pressure on myself to see how far I walk. I'm just going to get out here and walk as long as I feel good. And what happens is when I walk, my body tells me. So I can tell my body wants more. My body said, more. Come on now, it feels good. It starts feeling good to me when I get out here. And it's kind of starting to do that now. Because I think roughly I woke up this morning, 216.4, something like that. I went walking, took a walk without eating, without water, without anything. I went ahead and just got my walk on. Got back on the scale, 212.4, something like that. Then I ate. I had some cabbage and bow tie noodles, kielbasa, blah, 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 that my niece made. And I had a piece of red velvet cake. And I had a can of soda. And I drank a lot of water. So I ate that. And then I do believe I got back on the scale after I ate that. And I was back up to 216.2 or something like that. Took a nap and just laid in the bed. Just really just sat in the bed and watched the Olympics a little bit. Saw the men's 100, fastest man. And let me say that about the Olympics. Say this about the Olympics. Peacock Network, the Olympic Zone, or is it called Red Zone or Gold Zone? Gold Zone, the Olympic Gold Zone. It's fashioned after the NFL Red Zone, where they show all the scoring plays. This Olympic Gold Zone keeps it moving. The commentators keep it moving between different events. And you get to see, you know, live the actual event when it happens for the gold. This was like, you can't beat this. And then they have like commentary in between and you'd be surprised how important that commentary in between is to keep your attention and to keep the energy moving. These guys do a good job at it. I like his voice. For whatever reason, his voice seems to fit right in there. I like his style. It's not too much. It's not too slick. But it's got enough nuance in it, you know, and some little bit of wordplay. And then, you know, some funkiness in it, but not too much. So if you just watch that Olympic Gold Zone, and they go from one sport to another. And then with Peacock, if there's a sport I want to focus on, I can go pull up that sport directly and just watch it and focus on that. So I'm very impressed with that. Very, very impressed with that. And what their thing this weekend was 49 gold medals in 48 hours. And it was, they had a board up showing all how all the gold medals came in. It was nice. It was really cool. I was really impressed with that. So I saw that and laid in the bed, you know, scrolling and looking at my agenda for the next month, week, you know, just doing stuff like that. Just laying there and just again, enjoying being by myself, enjoying the quiet and just enjoying being inside my own head. My niece and my mother were downstairs watching TV or something. They TV up loud. It seems like she cut up the volume on the TV and not using the speakers in the back. And when that volume gets turned up, you can hear it all over the building. But I was able to listen to a podcast and kind of get some sleep. Woke up jumped on the scale. I think it was 216.2, something like that. Knowing I'm gonna probably eat some more tonight, as it's only 7 o'clock. So I figured, you know, let me, and, but basically, mostly, it was that I was so sluggish and so, I don't know if I had it, like my neck, you know, was like from laying in the bed, it's like I was getting a tension headache from neck muscles or something, or just, I just needed to move. I just feel like I need to get up and get moving, you know, to shake this off. Even though it felt good, but because I knew I just couldn't lay there, even though I wanted to just lay there and just enjoy the quiet time. Because, you know, my niece was with my mother, so I didn't have to worry about going down there and take care of that. It's like I was off duty. I was like off my caregiving duties, as long as my niece was here. So I wanted to take advantage of that, but I was like, you know, I just can't lay here all this much time. I can't lay here that much. I got to get up and get moving. So I said, hell, you know, throw on some clothes, get out here and let's do a second walk and see what happens. You know, let's just get out here. The sun went down. I'm not going to sweat as much, but that shouldn't matter. We'll just see, you know, what happens. It'll be nice to get back and see what I weigh when I get back and see how that plays out. Just to change my behavior, you know, instead of, because then sure enough, if I go back and I eat, I go to bed tonight, 219.4, and then wake up tomorrow, you know, with the same, you know, the same trend that I've been going. I'm trying to break that trend. I want to go to bed earlier. I want to go to bed at a lower weight, or, you know, put a dent in it or something, so that I don't, you know, don't continue the same trend. Just trying to break it up. Something. That, and, you know, it's a fun experiment to see, you know, what happens, how I feel, how far I walk here, you know, how, what effect it has on me. You know, to gauge that. And again, I knew I couldn't lay in the bed any longer. I had to get up and do something. And it ain't too much to do out there. And even if I was to do it, I think I still would have had to get, I had to get up and get moving. I had to get up and get the juices going and get moving again. Even if I was just to take the computer in the room and desk up and do some computer work, you know, on Jeffrey TV or whatever, I would still have to shake off laying in the bed like that and get back into it. And this is kind of helping me do that. Sun's going down. As I said, it's later than I usually am out here. I think I did about 12,000 steps this morning. We'll see how far. And I did the default route from the remote, from the undisclosed location. So now I'm taking the alternate route in the undisclosed location. So that kind of breaks it up a little. You can probably see where the shadow of my camera is, how high it is on my chest. So that kind of gives you an idea where the sun is at. And you may or may not have seen it at that angle, such an angle before, at that steeper angle or that high or whatever before. It's not often I'm out here walking wet. Well, I guess I have. No, because when I usually start walking, I don't walk west, I walk north and south. It's not often I walk this far west at this time. Well, nah, not like this. Because even if I walk the bike path west on an evening, which I don't usually do, because again, it get turned to night and it get kind of dicey out there. Which it should. I'm not saying that's, you know, bad. I'm not condemning anybody. But, you know, if you know certain areas are going to be a certain way at a certain time, just avoid them. Just avoid them. Don't put yourself in that situation. And see, now I'm just gonna put the, I put the phone right in between me so it blocked my eyes because the sunlight was hitting my eyes. And see, now the sun's like right in my eyes. You know, so, and it's not that I'm scared, or it's not that I'm scared, but I'm leery. And I'm smart enough to know that, hey, if I'm gonna walk out here down this area at night and something jump off, I can't act shocked. Oh my God, you know. And plus, and that, and I just don't want to be on guard. That's mainly what it is. I just don't want to be on guard. Have to be, you know, aware of my surroundings, and, you know. But sometimes you do. Sometimes I want that energy. Sometimes I want to, you know, mix it up like that. To have that kind of thing. Wonder how much wind you're hearing. It's kind of windy. I wonder if it's blocking. Hopefully, I got it tucked in and it's blocking all the wind. I think I had it open. I had it covering it, but I think I had it open on the sides. So I think wind was getting in. So, because at one time, this little wind sock I made, whatever, wind cover I made, really worked. And one time it didn't. I'm like, what the hell? And I think it's because I had it open. I didn't have the corners folded in or flapped over. So that's what this is about. Just being out here, breaking it up. I can feel myself feeling better already. It's kind of really windy out here. I mean, not really, really windy, but there's definitely a breeze and it feels kind of good. And it's coming from the side. It's coming this way. So I hope that I got this closed up so no wind is kind of getting in there. And I think I do. Either way, a little bit of wind effect to add to the video. Especially with all the cars riding by. So I'm walking down a main boulevard. A main east-west boulevard that runs parallel to the freeway. In fact, I can see the 10 freeway from here. That's the 10 Christopher Columbus Transcontinental Highway. I think it's a highway or freeway. It goes all the way from here to Florida, from the coast to coast. Goes from Santa Monica all the way to... In fact, where it begins in Santa Monica is one of my favorite routes to drive. I just, when I want to just chill and just do something, I take that 10 freeway, 405 to the 10 west, go around the bend, come out the tunnel, right there to PCH, ride up PCH a bit, park at my spot, sit on the rocks for a little bit, and sometimes come down, drive down, and drive through Venice. And if I see a parking space, I'll grab it. Then go on to Venice sometime. I go down there. Oh, shit. They go parking space. I got to get out. I got to get out. Because if you see one, you almost got to take it. I got to get out. Then when I usually get out and start walking on the boardwalk and seeing people and getting into it, I'm appreciative. I'm grateful that I did. Most of the time. Because I will find something to do. And not just a distraction, to actually, you know, vibe out and get something from it. And look at the people, walk on the boardwalk, shoot some video, at least get some pictures. You know, take in some energy. So, that's that. That 10 freeway right there. I would show it to you, but you won't be able to see it. Because, well, let me see. Let me show you what the sun looks like coming this way. See, that's what I'm seeing. I turn it this way, you might be able to see the freeway a little better. I doubt it because of the way the resolution that I have this camera, 720-480. I'm not sure the detail that you'll get out of it. I tried to check it one time. I was last time just to see how much detail. I can also take pictures. Remember I remember I found it when I found this app. I was all excited. I was walking and I was like, there's got to be an app out there to do what I wanted to do. And it had been months and I couldn't find one. It felt like months. I was like, there's got to be an app out there that does what I want to do. And I found Filmit. I was like, wow, this is it. I'll pay for it. $15 a year? Gladly. Gladly. Here it is. And it got some little bit extra features in it. You know, I can have like a picture slideshow on top of my video. I can control that. Start, stop, external microphone. And it has audio. I can see my audio bouncing, audio meter, audio indicator. So I know the audio's coming through. Why don't these people move over? I think some people take the lines in the middle of the street too seriously. The dotted lines, why don't they move over? Maybe they think they don't have to move over. Me, I move over. I don't mind riding down the middle of the line. I don't mind at all. Just if it's at night and I'm doing something, doing this, doing that, and I'm the only one out there, hell, I'll ride down the middle of the road. I got no problem. Run down the middle of the road, right down that straight line, that dotted line. Got no problem with it at all. None. So I'm out here again. Out here again, people. I'm out here again. Same clothes, same hat. What I do is I rinse my drawers out in the sink with water. Probably get you soap. But I rinse them out with water and I hang them up to dry because everything else, well, my shirts are already soaking wet. They got to hang in the bathroom and dry. So I just rinse out my underwear while I'm in the shower, let them soak. Then I get it, take them out. When I get out the shower, I bring them out, hang them up and let them dry. And I got two pairs, so I alternate. There's no reason for me to do this other than the regimen of it, other than the regimen and the routine of it. There's no reason for me to do this. None. But full disclosure, and I kind of don't want to admit this because I don't want to manifest it. It could be that the shirts need to be, maybe I should put on fresh shirts because they may be irritating my skin and causing boils on my chest and stomach. I'm not sure. That's kind of why I started. The go geese. It's kind of why I started rinsing my shirts out in water. And hanging them up, you know, soaking wet, letting them dry and rinse out and drain. Just to, you know, looked like somebody was sitting on that rail. What if they jumped when I walked by? Let me turn the camera around just in case. Looked like somebody was sitting on that rail. It was probably just a piece of paper or something. See, that's what I saw. Looked like a person. That's what I saw. I knew it wasn't a person, but it was fun to play with in my head. And the sun's going down. I think I'm gonna walk down the, I'll probably get down to Waterman and turn around, come back. I usually walk down to Hunt's, but not gonna make it. I'll probably just take it down to Waterman and come back. So you see me stepping up my pace because I don't want to be out here at night. But it'll take a while. It gets dark rather quick though. But, and the fact that I'm picking up my pace is a good thing. The fact that I'm picking up my pace means I feel good and my body's responding. So, And that's what I really wanted to get out here and do. And we'll see what Mr. Scale says when I get back. We'll see how all that works. And there's no sweets. Oh yes, there are sweets. There's candy, like little mini candies there, and ice cream. So that should be enough. I ain't gonna stop to get no cookies or nothing. That'd be enough to have like a nice little, you know, gotta have a little something. They gotta go back and watch House of the Dragon, seeing what state my mother's in and what she talking about, what she thinking about. Because my niece is gonna be leaving out and going, and hey, what's up? Well, at least it's good.
That's awesome. How'd you go, bro?
Huh? Yeah. YouTube. Podcast. Everybody wants to be on Jeffrey TV. What's that guy say? Yeah, see what my mother's talking about. My niece's been there all day. So my mother might be ready to sleep or, you know, relax. And not be in such a need to have company. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know. And like I said, I'm not the one. I'm just not the one. Oh my God. As soon as I wake up, I go downstairs, I walk by. Jeff! Can you give me some ice cream? I mean, the first thing she sees. Jeff, can you get me? And I'm just not used to that. I understand the situation she's in. She needs help. I understand she raised me. She's probably the most important person in my life. The whole thing, the whole gamut, I understand it. I get it. Most important person in my life. Made me the person I am, the person I love. Gave me this, got me out of that. Took care of this, made sure did everything for me. Did everything for me. And still, and in her moment of need, when she needs something, my first reaction is, what? I just can't help it. And I'm not ashamed of it. That's probably the worst part, huh? I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not proud of it, kinda. I'm not proud of it, kinda, because I think that we need all kinds of people. And that is an attribute. That is an attribute that will benefit me in a different kind of role. Who's this calling? 909. They called before. Let me see if I can answer this. They called before. I wonder who that is. Now I'm walking backwards. Not backwards, but I'm walking back now. Sun is behind me and going down. I think I timed it just right. Walked all the way down to Waterman and back. And of course the call, I went to try to see if I could take the call and still record, and it stopped recording. Hopefully the file was saved. And it was spam. I called him back and he said, please state your name. Who's spam calling on Sunday? Who does that? Anyway, so that's where we're at. Trying to see how many steps I'll get in today. Should be over 20,000. Maybe that's the secret. Maybe that's the secret I need to do. And maybe this walk will help me not eat as much. Keep my metabolism and mojo going so I don't sink down into that hibernating kind of rabbit hole. See, if I talk like this, okay. I was saying if I keep my head up like this, it doesn't go into red. See, right now I can see the audio indicator, and I talk like this, goes to red. And see, like if I talk down here, it goes into red more, but that's not true. So, had to do that test. Thank you for bearing with me as I did that quick test so that I know in the future. So, it's gonna be interesting. I'm excited. I'm actually a tad excited to see the results of this. See what it's gonna be like when I get back. Because if this is the secret for me to be able to eat the way I want and be lazy is what I want. And all I gotta do is this. I can get with it. I can do that. Then what if it is, and I start doing it, and then I evolve to where I do it on Saturday and Sunday, or I walk twice on Saturday and Sunday. Woo, wouldn't that be something? That's how it happens too. That's literally is how it happens. It just kind of gradually goes that way. And I say, oh, you know, that wasn't so bad. You know, I felt good after that. Let me try that again. But next Saturday, we got the LA Maggots. So I'll get up, I'll get my steps in the morning, come home, eat my regular workday breakfast, sausage, grits, cottage cheese, which I think I'm out of. Gotta get some cottage cheese. And I go to see, you know, drink water, go down there, do the thing at the Watts Festival, probably eat something down there, do that, you know, run around, burn calories and see what happens after that. Sunday we did a day off. And then I think I got nothing for the weekends. That's the 10th weekend, 17th weekend, nothing, 24th weekend, nothing. 17th, 24th, 31st, September 7th, September 14th, I get on the airplane. So there's some time in there. There's some time in there to where I can actually maybe even have another recording session, another jam session. You know what? I'm gonna stop calling them recording sessions. I'm gonna start calling them recorded jam sessions. Just out of respect for the industry and protocol. Because it's a recorded jam session, definitely not a recording session. Now, I don't want people to get that idea. It's really a jam session that we would record, so. And I got no problem with that. As long as I can do it the way that I want to do it. I like the way we do it. I like the way it comes out. Maybe not be the most efficient, but it's the most pleasing. And that's the way I want to keep it. I want to keep it fun and pleasing. So we'll see. So I walked down to Waterman. I walked back. I was 216.2. If I lose my 2.8, I should go down to 15. Should go down to 13, 213 something. Say I lose my 2.8. That'd be 15, 14, 13. Should go down to 213.4 or something like that. And we'll see, and maybe there'll be a bowel movement involved somewhere between today and Tuesday. The aid and the calorie and the weight loss. So, you know, I like to factor all that in there. There's the wash. I think they call that the wash, or the river. I think they call it the wash. My sister calls the thing behind her house the wash. I don't know if that's a wash or is that a river or a causeway or I don't know what to call it. It's probably some kind of, I'm sure it is an official technical word for it. And when it's in the wintertime, when it snows and rains, this thing fills up. That's why it's so big. That thing fills up. That's why it's big like that. But I feel good. I can tell by the way I'm walking, I feel good. I really do. My body feels good. I'm not achy. In fact, I feel better, I think, now than I did when I walked in the morning. I feel energized. Maybe I feel rested. I don't know, but I definitely feel good. And that's probably more than I asked for. That's definitely more. This feeling I have is definitely more than I asked for. I didn't think I would feel this energized and good because I got a little pep in my step. you can see me walking, I got a little pep. You know, I'm going after it. Like I'm working out. Like I'm motivated. And it feels good to sweat and get in motion and be moving and be getting it in digital, getting my feelings down. Not my feelings or how I feel. I don't like saying feelings. I have feelings. Okay. I don't like having feelings. I don't. I like math and science and physics. I tend to, or ain't no tending to it. I definitely belittle the emotional aspect. All right, is that better? I hope, would you hear me? Look like I ran out of juice on this. I probably ran out of juice on this. So, yeah, it looked like my wireless mic, I didn't charge it, so I needed to charge it. So I wonder how long I was talking and you wasn't hearing it. Hopefully I just looked down and saw that. Anyway, I could cut it out. All right, so I guess that tells me that it's time to wrap this up. A lot of talking today. I should have charged my transmitter. See the difference in my voice without the mic, you know, coming from the thing. Coming from the phone. I'll be watching people. I'll be looking people in their face. I ain't playing with you. I'll be looking people in their face. And most people slow down. Most people do slow down. But still. Anyway, I do want to stop and go back and see where this cut off. Damn. I know you lived there back in this old weird place. And you used to making that turn all crazy like that in your little car. See, I was being, whatever you call it, I was being classist or being snobbish. Just because these people look like they live in a lower income area, almost like a trailer park. Nothing wrong with living in a trailer park. I know lots of people who live in trailer, not lots, but I know a few prominent people who've been in my life who live in a trailer park. In fact, two of them, come think about it. Two of them. What's wrong with me? I'm this, I'm that. And I've been in two relationships. Lasting ones too, good ones, with people who live in trailer parks on the fringes of civilization. But you know, both of them worked their way through it, got through it, you know, became different people. Well, not different people, but yeah, probably different people. I can say that, but it's like two of them now I think about it. Anyhow. Yeah, I've had relationships all over the map. And one thing I was thinking about my relationships, too, that a lot of probably people in my demographic or who I grew up with or whatever, I've had international relationships. A couple of them, two of those, too. International. And so I know what it's like to exchange on a intimate level, and I don't mean like intimate sexual or anything, I mean intimate mental exchanges of emotion and thought and understandings. Somebody from a completely different culture. I've had that experience. American, black, white, you know. I look back at my relationships, I'm happy. I did it, I'm happy. You know, kids, got married once, got that shit over with. You know, that situation, I think, turned out the best for me. I don't know, for me, could probably be evaluated as opposed to how did it turn out for everybody else in the situation. But for me, it was an easy, but it worked out. So, you know, and then after that, just kind of did my thing, met people. eHarmony worked for me a couple times, more than once, a few times. Met some good people, very, very good people. Very, very, very good people, in fact. So, I'm not trying to put down people who live in trailer parks. Like I said, I know two of them. I was in a relationship with two of them who lived in trailer parks. And I mean, not the nice kind. And I don't mean the nice kind. I mean the kind that where this is all I got. This is the next step from being homeless that I have to undertake. Anyway, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that's ever existed, I already said this today. And any atom, and any universe that ever was, is it will be a totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all. As one. My name is Jeffrey.